CQ, calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. And you can find the script on the RSGB's own web page. So good morning, it's Sunday the 21st of December 2014. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. Christmas New Year arrangements. Youngsters on the Air News, Ireland, de-expedition to Iran announced for January. This is the penultimate GB2RS broadcast of 2014, and the RSGB sends its seasonal greetings to all listeners. There will be no news readings on the 5th of January. The RSGB HQ will close for Christmas and the New Year holiday at noon on the 24th, and it will reopen on the 5th of January. The National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park will be open until the end of the day on the 22nd, and it'll reopen on the 2nd of January. We'd like to thank those volunteers who continue to give their time to keep the NRC open and on the air. December is Youngsters on the Air month, and 37 stations will be operating all around Europe, Africa and the Middle East, getting young people involved in amateur radio. There are even two stations from Asia and the Caribbean that are part of the event. In the UK, the call sign G14 IOTA is moving around the country throughout December. Today, the 21st, Wirralan District ARS will operate the call sign, and on the 27th and 28th, it'll be Wolverhampton ARS. If you hear young people on the air from these stations, please speak to them. The Rock Hall DX Group are planning a new challenge for January, activating Kish Island, Iran, which is IOTA AS166 and number 33 on Club Log's DXCC Most Wanted list. EP6T should be on the air from the 16th of January, operating from 160 to 10 metres, emphasis being on 160 metres, and the operation is expected to continue until the 26th of January. According to the ARRL, of Iran's 80 million citizens, only 13 are licensed amateurs, although 60 students have recently passed their exams and should be able to receive an EP call sign in the near future. Details of the EP6TD expedition can be found at www.rockall.be. The RSGB board is delighted to announce the co-option of Barry Palin, G4AHK, to the vacant nominated director vacancy. Barry is chairman of the Bromsgrove and District Amateur Radio Club in the West Midlands and is active on the HF and VHF bands. He'll initially take the lead role on the board for the implementation of the promotional plan that's currently being finalised. Scottish Memories is a monthly nostalgia magazine, and in an upcoming issue they're planning to publish a wartime special feature focusing on World War II. As part of this, they're hoping to write a feature about the huge impact of radio on ordinary families during the war. Deputy Editor Rachel Bellaby would like to hear from amateurs who were involved in radio during the war years or whose families were. Please email rachelb@warnersgroup.co.uk. There's a small group of RSGB members in Poland who are trying to form a group so they can keep in touch and generally form a virtual radio club based around their common interests as members of the RSGB. Anyone in Poland, any Polish radio amateurs living in the UK, or anyone who has connection with Poland is invited to email radcom@rsgb.org.uk, marking the email rsgb-pl for SQ8PDP. All emails will be forwarded. 2015 will see the new IRTS award available, the Worktaul Island Counters Award. It's designed to encourage activity and is based on working or hearing a combination of squares and counties in Ireland. Detailed rules available at atwww.irts.ie/WAI15. Now for details of rallies and events for the coming week. The first rallies of the new year are on the 18th of January, when the Hatherley Rally will open in Devon at 10 a.m. and the Red Rose Winter Rally will open at 11 a.m. in Manchester. More details will be in 2015. As a prelude to move to the larger premises in the new year, MLNS will start a post-Christmas sale from 27th to the 31st of December As well as the usual fare, there'll be older kit that he doesn't want to take with him, which sounds like a club junk sale night. The latest list of rallies is on the RSGB website, is at tinyurl.com/UKrallies, and if your rally isn't there, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for news of special events, WW1USA will be on the air 27th to the 28th of December, commemorating the Christmas Truce of 1914, details qrz.com. DX News Now, special call signs in the format E50X have been issued to the 7 resident amateurs in the Cook Islands, which is OC194, celebrating the 50th anniversary of self-governance. They may be used at the operator's discretion between the 1st of January and the 31st of December next year. RV3ARY is planning to operate from Mount Vinson in Antarctica between the 24th of December and the 3rd of January. He'll be using battery power and Tate Windham and Yagi antennas for 20 metres. Listen out for him on 7.045, 14.260 and 21.260 MHz. F2VX and F9IE will be active stroke FM from Martinique, which is NA107, until the 8th of January. Operations all HF bands include using CW and SSB from FM5WD's station, QSL Home Calls. Bruce 3W3B will be in Laos operating as XW4XR until the 2nd of January. Hopes to be using CW and RTTY, and his QSL manager is E21EIC. Nobuaka JA0JHQ will sign stroke VK9N from Norfolk Island OC055 until the 22nd of December. He expects to be mainly active on 17 and 15 metres SSB QSLs via home call. Contest news now, the UK 6 metre group's winter marathon began on the 1st, continues for 2 months. The winter marathon isn't a contest in the traditional sense, it's basically a way of promoting activity on 6 metres in winter. No points for individual QSOs, just for working as many locator squares as possible. You can claim the squares worked in any 6 metre contest over the period, as well as non-contest QSOs, exchanges simply signal report and locator. For anyone wanting a good excuse to disappear into the shack on Boxing Day and the 3 following days, the Christmas cumulatives run for 2 hours on the 26th to the 29th. 6 metres, 4 metres, 2 metres and 70 sems are in use each day, so band hopping is essential if you want to do well. Operations take place 1400 to 1600 UTC each day, and the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. The DARC Christmas contest runs for 2.5 hours on Boxing Day morning. There isn't likely to be much propagation between the UK and Germany on 80 metres at this time of day, so 40 metres will carry most of the traffic for participating UK stations, starting at 08.30 UTC. The exchange is signal report and serial number, with DL stations sending DOK or NM. Finally, the RAC Canada Winter Contest is on Saturday the 27th, 0000 to 23.59 UTC. There are numerous entry categories and everyone can work everyone, but concentrate on working Canada, because Canadian provinces and territories are where the multipliers are. Certificates are on offer to the winner in each category in each DXCC entity. You can use the 1.8 to 144 megs bands, either CW or phone. The exchange is signal report and serial number, with VE stations also sending their province code. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA and G4BAO on Friday the 19th of December. The sun remains peppered with large numbers of spots. This has kept the solar flux index up in the 160s, even peaking to 192 on the 18th. This has also brought a lot of M and C class solar flare activity with associated short-term blackouts, although there have been no mammoth X class events. Continuing high solar wind speeds has kept the K index at 2 or 3, which has not helped HF conditions. But despite this, there's been much DX to be worked, with 12 metres and 10 metres being wide open during daylight hours. Christmas Eve sees a rare opportunity to hear the Swedish Grimiton SAQ VLF station which will be transmitting a Christmas message in CW on 17.2 kHz from 0800 UTC. The massive 200 kilowatt Anderson alternator will be tuned up on air from 0740. Special event station SK6SAQ will be on the air from the site, with CW and SSB transmissions on 80 metres 40 and 20. All of these may be suitable for reception in the UK. Now for the VHF and up propagation. Season's greetings to all the VHF UHF DXs from meteorologist Jim Bacon, G3YLA, who reports that, like last week, the weather is not really playing ball. Low pressure will be nearby for the whole week, and we're unlikely to see much scope for high pressure driven lifts. But there are some hints that the south of the country may get into the northern flank of a ridge over France, Biscay and Iberia later. So in the south, look south, and perhaps in the north, looking north would work if the sun produces any significant auroral activity. Last week's Geminids meteor shower was a good one, and not long to wait until the Quarantids, which run from January the 1st to the 5th. It peaks on the night of the 3rd and morning of the 4th. In the UK, it's a daytime moon reaching its lowest declination today, but it will be at perigee, closest point, on Wednesday, meaning lowest path losses but increasing moon time this week. That's it this week from the propagation team. It's also the end of this bulletin for me. A very happy Christmas to everyone. See you next week. Until today, I have been reading the local news for the UK Midlands, but I don't believe that this information is still required or being retransmitted over repeaters, so from this week I shall cease to do so. If, on the other hand, anybody does care to contact me and tell me that they still want the service, then I'll gladly provide it and put it back. Thank you.